When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome sales event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome sales event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Just a couple years ago, Steelers see Ben Roethlisberger retire, and the Bengals had Joe Burrow, and the Browns had Baker Mayfield, and the Ravens had Lamar Jackson, and they still do, but he was in the infancy of his eventual Hall of Fame career. And then the Browns get Deshaun Watson, and for a couple of years there, it was, oh, God, the Steelers, they're going to finish in last place. They're going to be in the basement. They have the clear fourth best quarterback, whether it's Mitch Trubisky or Kenny Pickett or Mason Rudolph in the division. And it's just funny how time changes things, man. Like, the Watson thing's a complete failure. Joe Burrow is one of the best quarterbacks in football, but it doesn't matter when you've got a Big 12 defense from back in the day.
Right.
And the Ravens, they're good, but they're not unbeatable. And Russ, I think, even though he didn't play his greatest game against Lamar the first time this year, he outplayed him. I think you can make a reasonable argument that right now, those top three quarterbacks, the way Russ is playing right now, they're all kind of similar in what they can do. It's different how they do it, but similar in what they can do for their teams. 2 years ago, we were talking about the 80s. Oh, my God, it's going to be the 80s for the Steelers. No. It's just kind of the way it's supposed to be.
Mm.
Steelers, Ravens fighting for division supremacy, Browns and Bengals back in the basement.
I listen, I say this all the time, and people are probably sick of me saying this. Like, it's similar in what the three quarterbacks are doing. You know, Joe Burrow's, you know, doing pretty good this year for, you know, what it's worth. His team is out of it. They're not that good. It is what it is, but he's actually good. And Lamar Jackson playing at a high level. But the difference is Russ has won. Like, I don't care how old, if you could still play, that matters to me. Like, those guys haven't won. They haven't. They've won MVPs. They've gotten close. Russ has won and got close. Like, he lost by not calling a run play. He could have two, right?
Do you blame him for that pick, by the way?
No.
Me neither.
No, they. You ever see the film of the film of, like, them going over that play?
Yeah, I hate Belichick. He's freaking genius.
Should have just ran the ball. But, I mean, Josh Allen hasn't won. Like, it really is hard for me to see Russell Wilson play the way he's playing and not picture him going to Buffalo or playing in Buffalo or playing against Buffalo, playing against any other team and not having some faith in him winning, because he's done it before. He's one of the only two quarterbacks in the AFC that has won a Super Bowl, right? That are playing? Am I wrong?
Rodgers has won one.
I mean, that's it. That's going to be in the playoffs.
Oh. Lamar, no. Mahomes, yes. Allen, no. Herbert, no. Bo Nix, no. So Doran, yes.
I mean, it's kind of hard for me, and you don't just lose that. You understand how what it takes to get to that point. And Mike Tomlin hasn't lost that. It just hasn't gone their way. Like, that's why he's still here, is because he has won and knows the structure to win and the discipline to win. It's hard for me to see Russell Wilson at 35 years old play the way he's playing and not think that he doesn't have a chance against anybody else.
Would you take 2014 Russell Wilson over Lamar and Josh Allen right now? The reason I ask that question is because I think you have 2014 Russell Wilson. Like, he's playing that well. He's playing. He, if you extrapolate his numbers, if he played a full season, Russ's, and you look at his quarterback rating,
yeah,
he would be on pace to have the best statistical quarterback season in the history of the Pittsburgh Steelers. Now, that's doing a lot of ifs and whats, and like I said, extrapolating. But I mean, this guy's having a tremendous year for Pittsburgh.
Yes.
Tremendous year. And it's just funny how a few short years ago it was, oh my God, what are the Steelers going to do? And now I look at Cincinnati. Cincinnati's not going to have Hendrickson. They got to rebuild that defense. They're probably going to have a new defensive coordinator. They're not going to have T. Higgins. They're dealing with Jamar Chase stuff. He's getting the fifth-year option, but they're going to have to pay him this offseason. I don't think they're going to be a great football team next year. They'll probably be better. It's hard to be worse defensively. Cleveland's going to have to go into a total rebuild. Stop me if you've heard that before. And there are reports out of Cleveland that Stefanski doesn't even want to be there anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So they might be doing it with a new coach.
Mm.
Meanwhile, the Steelers just keep rowing that boat. Yep. And the Baltimore Ravens just keep doing their thing. I just think it's interesting where they're where they are, the Pittsburgh Steelers now, versus where they were a couple of years ago.
And how fast they responded.
And how fast they responded, and how Burrow and the Bengals and Stefanski and the Browns have fallen off. It's just, it's amazing to me. It really is.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.